God, I thank you for being my father. And I thank you for your son. I thank you for your Holy Ghost, who unites us all as one.
Grace and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am John Harvey with the Community Homeowners Group to present to you thought-provoking messages that will not only engage your heart, but will dispel age-old myths and unveil hidden truths that unfold the Word of God.
God, I thank you for being my father.
Today's testimony will be delivered by Dexter Hunt. Who is ICB?
ICB Productions, Inc. is a South Florida management corporation that promotes and manages community and economic development through education, training, civil engagement. The letters ICB stand for Inclusive Community Building. This corporation transforms communities by employing the inclusive community building approach to community building in both philosophy and application. The ICB approach is articulated and demonstrated through the application of the Ellison Model, a conceptual framework with a primary focus on establishing and building relationships that accentuate teamwork. The core values fostered by the Ellison Model are loving, caring, sharing, trust, honor, and respect. ICB Productions uses these values to expand social and economic advancement of individuals, organizations, and communities. The ICB Productions philosophy is immersed in the ideals of mentoring, cultural sensitivity, and inclusion. These concepts characterize all aspects of the organization and its program and activities, including a wide range of training programs, services, and event planning capabilities. ICB Productions has developed authentic products, including musical productions with original scores, research material, and written publications. ICB Productions, Inc. provides a variety of educational and training programs to meet the needs of businesses, educational institutions, governmental agencies, and religious organizations. Our programs employ the inclusive community building approach to enhance relations between public and private sectors of the community, to build sustainable family relations and financial support through grants and special projects, ensuring economic stability with a focus on relationship management and conflict resolution. On the management side, the inclusive community building approach to education lends itself to a mentoring model where managers and executives with appropriate skills might help nurture trainees. The management plan used in this form is flexible, providing a level of personal structure that can accommodate any organization. A great deal of interpersonal and interinstitutional communication is required to reach the goal of our programs. The areas of focus that the central themes of training are inclusion, the practice of incorporating the views and ideals of valued stakeholders in the construction of an expanded communal knowledge base, mentorship, a disposition of commitment of the empowered to share in the guidance and support of the minority, multicultural appreciation, an intentional acknowledgement and appreciation of multiple perspectives, including those inside and outside of the mainstream, conflict resolution, an understanding of conflict as a unitary process when the individual becomes unified internally and moves toward unified relationship with others, and relationship building, the result of the integration of inclusion, effective mentorship, multicultural appreciation, and conflict resolution. Consultants are available to meet with prospective clients to perform based analysis to facilitate the development of custom design training programs appropriate for the target audience in both scope and method of delivery. ICB Productions has many varied training programs designed for individuals as well as religious, educational, governmental, and business organizations. Topics range from marriage and the family relationships to management and productivity training. Programs can also be custom to meet the specific needs of your business. Professional, competent facilitators are readily available to work with any size group. ICB Productions, Inc. has created educational curriculums, plays, songs, training manuals, and character development materials. The uniqueness of these products is they all promote the development of the individual and his and her relationship with others in order to create inclusive communities. All projects and products reflect an infusion of character development, conflict resolution, mentoring, resulting in creating a sustaining positive change. ICP Productions creates and customizes training material for companies, civic and religious organizations, as well as governmental agencies, specifically addressing the needs of that organization being served. ICP specializes in educational materials that promote character development. Our qualified staff of program developers, graphic designers, and planners bring a freshness to your ideas. All of ICB's projects, programs, and activities are developed through the lens of its intellectual properties, the Ellison Model, and the 7-Step Process. President and CEO Dr. Daryl G. Hunt, in 1994, developed the Ellison Model as an intentional response to the increasing diversity in society and the world. The Ellison Model is a conceptual framework that focuses on relationships with a holistic alternative method of delivering programs and services from the context of inclusive community building that demonstrates inclusion, cultural sensitivity, and appreciation. The Ellison Model promotes community and economic development and embraces loving, caring, sharing, respect, honor, and trust as its basic tenets, suggesting that when people work harmoniously together to create a positive environment, all stakeholders benefit. As such, the Ellison Model upholds a standard of commitment to quality management and cultural diversity. The 7-Step Process, also developed by Dr. Daryl G. Hunt, uses the acronym GOMA, where G stands for goal, O for objective, M for method, and A for attitude. It is united with ABCD, attitude, behavior, communication, and discipline to demonstrate the praxis of character development and community building. And this concept, GOMA represents theory, and the ABCDs represent the practical application of the theory. Attitude embodies both theory and practice and serves as the pivotal point at which individuals, organizations, and communities are encouraged to make a right turn to move beyond the rhetoric of theory of community building to actually demonstrate specific core values of integrity, accountability, openness, trust, honor, and respect in the practices in the workplace environment, as well as the personal lives of the individual. The 7-Step Process is useful in transforming communities and organizations into entities that are inclusive in their outlook and application. ICB Productions has secured a place in the global market by adopting a holistic developmental approach to revitalizing individuals, organizations, and communities. The ICB educational philosophy employs techniques that stresses conflict resolution, inclusion, mentoring, relationship building, and multicultural appreciation. The Ellison Model approach to inclusive community building, used in tandem with the 7-Step Process of character development, has transformed individuals into productive and engaged members of their communities, in addition to increasing the overall quality of their lives. ICB has demonstrated success in leading governmental, educational, business, and religious groups in developing a renewed sense of structure, focus, and purpose. 2 decades working with the cultural differences in an ever-changing global market has recognized ICB Productions as a global leader. The industry impact of ICB clients has created a positive buzz for the future. For more information on ICB Productions, please visit our website at icbproductions.net or icbretail.com for our products. Or you may contact us directly at 305-754-5160 or email us at icbproductions@aol.com.
I recognize we're all a part of the community of life. I choose to build upon that legacy by doing what's just and right. Whatever the situation or even hesitation, still, I am a reflection of GOMA's preparation. My attitude speaks of triumphs and success, positioned to withstand and stand against any test. Understanding that challenges will arrive at my front door, my attitude says here is an opportunity for me to grow more. So I'm left with no choice but to conduct myself with humility and a greater sense of self. And this goes beyond playing the hand I was dealt, for I demonstrate behaviors that represent my wealth. I'm dedicated to the cause with a willingness to help. Myself help you, so we both are helped. Speaking love to my neighbor with words that uplift, a genuine smile, seeing the beauty and the gift as a united existence of me and you, caring, sharing, loving, I'm commissioned to do. Let me count, reflect, and communicate the ways in which our words create a brighter day today. Tomorrow, the process starts over again. We'll be ready and willing in a mode of discipline to advance the cause and include even more. And by the end of that day, be stronger than before. For indeed, we are connected, part of the same beginning and end, from diversity to unity. No more strangers, but friends.
Today's message is being brought to you by Patterson Williams.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank God for the teaching on today, which is entitled Stages of Spiritual Development. We want to now go to the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 11. 13. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. On today, we're going to be focusing on the stages of spiritual development, primarily unity of the faith, knowledge of the Son of God, a perfect man, and the fullness of Christ. We are living in a time when God's people must mature in the things of the Spirit. The scripture tells us that, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrines of Christ, we must go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of dead works and repentance and the elementary things which we grow up in the first principles of the doctrine of Christ. It is time for us as the people of God to move from that level and to go on to perfection. In order to do that, we must pass through these stages of spiritual development. God is calling for us to leave the principles of the doctrines of Christ, the laying of the hands and the casting out devils. And we must leave these things. These things are good, but they are the elementary things of the doctrines of Christ. And God is calling his people to move away from that, to go on to the higher things in him. In eternity past, God brought forth a plan of salvation and redemption for all creation, including mankind. This wisdom of God is revealed in his salvation plan, according to Romans 8. 29 and 30. For whom he did foreknow, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. We are serving a God that declares the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, "My counsel shall stand, I will do all my pleasure." Isaiah 46 and 10. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and he is the end. And he is all that between the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. As we look closer at the stages of spiritual development, primarily the unity of the faith, the knowledge of the Son of God, a perfect man, and the fullness of Christ, we see God's plan of salvation, redemption, and maturity in it. For the believer, this plan is sure, complete, and cannot fail. God's word that goeth forth out of his mouth shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish all of those things that God sends it forth to do. We are living in that time when we need to understand that we need to mature in the things of God. God is letting us know by way of this message that it is time to put away childish things, and it is time now to become a man in the things of the Lord. We cannot go on in all of these stages of spiritual development except we believe the plan and accept the plan of God to mature in this time. This spiritual development cannot happen if we continue to preach Jesus of Nazareth, Mary's son. It is important to understand that we're living in a time when the church focuses much of her message on Jesus of Nazareth. And they have left off the Christ, which God had joined together. The scripture says, "What God had joined together, let not man put asunder." God had joined Jesus in Christ, but the church had taken off the Christ, and they are preaching a Jesus-only doctrine. Listen, my friend, the key to growing in grace and in the knowledge of the Son of Man is to know that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. In the book of Matthew chapter 16, and rereading from verse 11. It says, "When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, 'Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?'" I'm reading from verse 13. "And they said, 'Some say that thou art John the Baptist. Others say that thou art Elijah. Some say you're Jeremiah or one of the prophets.' But he said unto them, 'But whom do ye say that I am?' And Simon Peter answered and said, 'Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.' Jesus answered and said to him, 'Blessed art thou, Simon Barjuna, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto you, but my Father which is in heaven.'" As you are able to see by way of this scripture, that Jesus' own disciples, who were traveling with him from day in and day out, when he asked them the question if they knew who he was by way of the Spirit, they were not able to answer. Yes, they knew who he was by way of the flesh, Mary and Joseph's son, but they did not know who he was by way of the Spirit until Peter was able to say, "Thou art the Christ." And Jesus told Peter, "Listen, Peter, you are blessed because flesh and blood have not revealed that unto you." Listen, my friend, many of God's people are still preaching a Jesus that walked the dusty streets of Jerusalem. They're still preaching Mary's son. But you need to know the spirit that was in Jesus called Christ. See, the scripture says in Isaiah 9:6, "For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given." We must know the difference between the child and the son. But for the most part, the church have been preaching the child. But there was a spirit in the child called the son. Christ, the son of the living God. And this revelation can only come by way of the spirit of Christ. And so if you really want to know who Jesus is, then you have to humble yourself so that you may be blessed, that that revelation can be revealed unto you. The key to growing in grace and in the knowledge of the Son of Man is to know that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. This revelation can only come by God, by way of the Spirit, and in humility. Christ is the wisdom of God and the power of God. He is that treasure in our earthen vessels. That's why the scripture says, "It's no longer I, but it is Christ that liveth within me." Notice the scripture didn't say, "If any man be in Jesus." The scripture says, "If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new." No man ever did any work for God. God doth all of his own work by his Christ. As we preach Jesus to be the Christ, the believer receives salvation and the Holy Ghost. After receiving God's Spirit, the believer has an experience from God. It is important to note that this experience, or what the person lives through, can be helpful in our day-to-day living. However, experience, though helpful, is dependent upon observation and the senses. So God does not want us to depend on observation, and he does not want us to depend on the senses. The body of Christ must not rely on experience alone to lead them. We must be led by the Spirit. Experience alone without understanding is dead and can lead us into the high supernatural works of the enemy. We often hear in today's society that experience is the best teacher. This is true only in the realm of the natural. This proverb cannot stand in the realm of the spirit. Jesus often used natural things to help his disciples understand spiritual things. There is a higher level of understanding in the realm of the Spirit that only God can reveal unto us by the Spirit of Christ. Wisdom is the principal thing, but in all thy getting, we must get understanding. Wisdom and understanding go together like husband and wife, the two working together by the same rule, minding the same thing, that there be no divisions between them. All of our experiences must be yielded to wisdom, who is Christ, that we may incline our ear to hear him and yield our hearts to move from glory to glory in understanding. The knowledge of Jesus being the Christ gives us experience with God. As we are blessed with an ear to hear wisdom, and we submit our heart to understanding, it is then that we can leave the principles of the doctrines of Christ and then go on to perfection. My friend, many of God's people, even pastors and leaders, do not believe that they can be perfect. But the scripture is clearly telling us that we must move through these experiences, the unity of the faith, the knowledge of the Son of God, a perfect man, and we must come to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. How can you go on to be perfect if you don't even believe that you can be perfect? God wants us to understand how important it is for us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Son of Man. It is important, people of God, hearing me this day, that we go through these experiences. Because if we lack these experiences, we will not be able to overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil. It is through the unity of the faith, the knowledge of the Son of God, a perfect man, and then the fullness of Christ, that we are able to overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil, and we can even go on to overcome death. My friend, it is time for you and I to mature in the things of the Spirit. May God bless your heart to be inclined to receive this word this day as He gives it to you. May the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob give you favor this day to receive this word. Bless God.
The production you have just heard has been developed from many revelations found in the Little Book series, The Law of Natural Anointing, Which Jesus, Heavenly Messages for Overcoming Death, authored by Dr. Daryl G. Hunt. A copy of today's recording is available upon request by contacting ICB Productions via email at icbproductions@aol.com or via their website at www.icbproductions.net. We welcome you to review this website as it contains a wonderful collection of testimonies and teachings purposed to sustain your spirit as you meditate, pray, and study His Word in your quiet time before the Lord. We pray you have been edified by the words spoken on this day and that your heart is inclined to want to know more. On behalf of the Community Homeowners Group, we'd like to thank you for sharing your time with us and look forward to the next time we shall be gathered again. May the Lord's grace and peace be with you.